Blog Talk Radio.
Good night. This is Charles, your host of African Aramean Scriptures. Tonight we're discussing the words for neighbor and shepherd. Now, interesting about these two words is that they have the exact same spelling. According to the Middle Hebrew Aleph Beit. Letter being Resh Ayin, according to the ancient Aleph Beit, and Resh Ga. Ga is still used as a character in Arabic, but it's no longer used in Canaanese, Hebrew, and Aramaic. According to the Middle Hebrew characters, they're both spelled Resh Ayin. Okay? And they and the word for neighbor is the lexicon of the Bible number 1453. Okay. Now the word for shepherd actually for neighbor is obviously the shepherd as well. It's symbol is a head, the head of a man. The ayin is pictogram for the eye. And the picture combined, pictures mean the man who watches, the watching man, or a watcher. This term is used for also a described desire, is also described as shepherd who closely watches over his flock, particularly because he is in their custodian and their sole guardian, and they are his exclusive companions while out doing his work. This word has another meaning also, as friend, Rish, and it is also to indicate the brother, husband, fellow companion, or some other close confidant. Its derivatives, when you add the hay, which is feminizes any noun, denote a female companion. And the female construct, the atal, will indicate the same thing. You know, at the term for shepherd, you can add inflections. Now, it can mean pasture, going out feeding the flock, and so forth. So, it's interesting to note how this word has morphed for this century based upon the unuse of the 23rd missing character that had a drastic effect on the usage of the term. Now, by contrast, we're going to look over here at ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible, number 1460. So, that word that's spelled Resh Ga is translated as evil or bad. Sometimes greed. Now, we can look at the head of a man, but the race symbolized, and the ga is a symbol of the twisting of the rope. So you can combine these two symbols. I mean, it's something that's not good coming down the line. You see, when you get a head and a rope and twisting rope, it's, you know, something more like a noose around the neck of a man. So, you can see how the term Resh Ga can, you know, be easily symbolize some type of horrible thing to befall a person. Okay. Now, 1460 A is on page 269 of Just Been an Ancient Hebrew Lexicon of the Bible. And the first entry is a noun, and it's being translated as bad. Resh Ayin is a double lamed verb. Double lamed verbs are verbs where the second root consonant is repeated. And it also means bad, but sometimes it's especially bad, adds extra emphasis. The nature of the badness, if you will. and their other derivatives all pretty much mean the same thing. And there's another translation that means to shout, alarm, or warning for something usually bad, bad coming down the line. So they'd be warning somebody about some danger or something, or the actual horrible circumstance itself being indicated as bad. So you have two words in Hebrew and Aramaic language for friend, evil. Now, we can move forward to terms if like wickedness. I believe wickedness is already covered that same term. Yes, it is. Wickedness also means to perverse or to twist. That is correct. It does mean to twist, and the twistedness of the rope from the second parent root letter God would indicate the perversity, which is indicated by wickedness. So, anytime you see the word resh ayin, resh gah, you won't find a text with the gah in it. If you see it translated as wickedness, you can understand it has to do with twistedness and perversity. But to nature of the event. We'll take a break right here. To meditate on this. Listen to this track, Illumination. y'all been enjoying this break. Jamming some Santana, some Alice Coltrane. Well, we began our discussion of the parent root, Resh Ayin, Ro, and Resh Ga, Rag, but currently pronounced Ra, Ro as well. And the first one meaning shepherd, friend, companion, and the second having the meaning, carrying the meaning of bad, unfortune, misfortune, and wickedness or wicked. When we finish out, we're going to look at the derivative adopted root of latter term, rag, resh, ga. However, according to the ancient Hebrew lexicon of the Bible, they apply the third root letter consonant to the ayin, which I find perplexing. Personally, I don't think this could be primarily an error on his part, the part of the lexicographer, I mean. I think there should be a guyan here. It should be Resh Shin Ga, because he has it in the pictographic script. But in the Middle Hebrew script, the notation is correct as follows, since there is no modern character for the Ga. And he has the abstract definition as wicked. And there are the verb form, which is of this term, is to depart, giving the context of one who leaves the path and goes in a different way, and that is considered wicked, to deviate from the course, the proper course of action, that is, which is indicative of inviting trouble. And the noun form is plainly wicked, which indicates one who has deviated from the correct path or wandered intentionally. And so we know now that the symbol of the head of a man and the eye is the man who has sight, or the man who sees, and he was indicating he has companions and friends. And the man with a twisted rope indicates misfortune, which which is indicated by the pictogram of a hanging. And there's in the derivative, adopted root derivative of the latter is continuance of the concept of wickedness, which means a departing from the path, of the correct path, or the path of righteousness, if you will, as is implied in the context which is primarily used. And I bid you all a good evening, and continue studying the Hebrew Bible and the Aramaic scriptures so that you can gain a deeper understanding into these writings in which they were from the people who wrote them, so that you can have an accurate understanding of these writings. Because if you don't, you won't understand anything they're saying for the most part. This is a learning process. You have your entire life to improve your knowledge and understanding. And I bid you a good evening, and enjoy the music for the rest of the night, or this broadcast, rather. Shalom.